We're saying goodbye today to Aaron Mann, who is like a super intern. He's been with us since January, one of the longest interns that APN has ever had. And it feels a little bit like saying goodbye to a staff member. So we wanted to talk to him a bit about his experience here and about what he's taking with him to back to school. He's going back to his master's program at University of Maryland, right. And with me here are Lara Friedman and Stacy Pistrito-Frank, my colleagues. Aaron, in the essay that you wrote, which will run in conjunction with this audio piece, you wrote about how you came to the issue, to Middle East politics and to APN through Birthright. Could you talk a little bit about that?
I think the trip really succeeded in doing what it was designed to do, which was establish a close connection between us and Israel, with other young Jews as well, and with Judaism, a stronger bond with Judaism. Although they had ulterior motives of Jewish babies was the phrase that was used. But it was a great trip, and I think it led me to the point where I started paying a lot more attention, paying daily attention to things going on in Israel, and just it really furthered the desire to see a normalization of life in Israel.
So, in what way was your internship here a sort of a continuation of that visit to Israel, the journey?
I saw the more of a insider perspective in terms of policy or attempting to influence policy. What it's like for that to affect somebody on a professional level and how you tackle it on a professional level, and just how to take on the daily challenges of getting out the message of the organization, and how the different methods for doing that. From Lara, I learned a lot about what goes on in the Hill and helping to put her newsletter piece, the Legislative Roundup, together. That really showed me, how the dynamics of the American political system when it comes to Israel.
One of the things that Aaron did for us was he was in charge of organizing our participation in University of Maryland's Israel Advocacy Day. And so I'm wondering if you can tell us a little more about what it was like to have kind of your two worlds collide, of APN coming to Maryland's campus and you being a spokesman for APN to your fellow classmates.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was Israel is a social action day, I think that was what it was called. And Noam Shalef and I went, set up a table. We had a paper we were handing out, which was about settlements primarily, but also about what APN does, and had links to our Facts on the Ground app, which is available on the website and for iPhones, BlackBerrys. As a grad student, it wasn't so much the world's colliding effect because, grad students were just on campus, and then off campus we normally aren't too involved in the life of the university unless we want to be. But I think I gained a little bit different perspective on the university. I saw, there's a really large Jewish population at Maryland. I think it's in the top 10, top 20 of percentages of Jewish student population. But you could see how it was a minority, I think, that were really proactive in terms of pushing kind of the, moderate, pro-peace, pro-Zionist position, which, a lot of the other people who were like that were J Street members, who were, akin to us in terms of philosophy or the approach to the conflict. But a lot of people also just didn't seem that interested. I don't know if they were, they felt like it was any kind of criticism of Israel is bad, or if they just didn't want to know the details, they didn't want to get involved in that way. It was interesting, but it was also surprising at times. People you would expect to be that way coming up and saying, even though there was one guy who had worked for a settler, but I think he, even in the process of doing that, he had realized the difficulties that the whole enterprise poses.
Aaron, I'd be interested, as an intern at APN, you have this rather, I think, unique opportunity to sit in on some really sensitive discussions. We've had, through the course of the time you've been here, we've had, you know, board discussions on APN positioning on things like the boycott law inside Israel, where APN took, I think, a very courageous position on it. Things like the UN Security Council vote on settlements, or even, you know, the second flotilla. There's been just one after the other. And I'd be curious, without you giving away to listeners all the details of our internal discussions, I mean, what it's like to be a fly on the wall and sort of what your impressions are of the APN process as we grapple with these issues that are really very, very difficult for all of us who care about Israel and are working for peace.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the more interesting aspects of it, you know, taking what a few months before was just me sitting at my computer and reading about issues that I wasn't even close to being involved in or having any kind of influence with, you know, just to then be involved or seeing actual discussions that could lead to things changing on the ground or lead to influencing of policy or of Israel's actions or the U.S. government's actions in regard to Israel. It made me aware of, you know, the difficulty of exploring every nuance of every aspect and the different layers of, you know, of audience, I guess you could say, like who we have to appeal to, who we have to not offend or not offend too much, or how you balance, you know, the cost-benefit analysis of who you're going to piss off and who you want to appease or who you want to challenge. Seeing all that, it was very educational.
Great. Aaron, good luck. Thank you very, very much for all you've done for us. This was a journey for us, I think, as much as it was for you. Lara is kind of whispering here, don't go. But we should not end this audio piece without a plug. Aaron is also a great rock drummer.
Yeah.
And his band is called The Very Small.
The Very Small.
So
check us out.
Yeah.
We have a YouTube site. YouTube.com/The Very Small.
So. Yeah. So we'll always remember you as The Very Great. And thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great experience, to say the least.
Great.